The University of Florida made a little bit of recent history last night, becoming the first team in 15 years to win back-to-back NCAA men's basketball championships. Florida defeated Ohio State in the final game. The final score was 84-75. And commentator John Feinstein was watching. John, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
I'm just looking here at the numbers. Looks like Florida had a pretty balanced effort. One player with 13, one with 16 points, one with 18 points. Everybody had a solid game for them.
Well, and that's been sort of the key to their success the last 2 years, that if you shut down one player, the one guy who's not on that list in double figures is Joakim Noah, who has been their key player the last 2 years. But he was outplayed by Ohio State's great freshman, Greg Oden, and it didn't matter because Florida just moved its game outside. It rained threes on Ohio State. Ohio State couldn't hit any threes because of the way Florida defended them, and they win the game. They find different ways to win. That's why they're such a special team.
Well, how do they fit into the annals of college basketball greats then?
Well, obviously UCLA with the 7 straight titles under John Wooden is on a platform all by itself, but I think they're right on that next level with the other 4 schools that won back-to-back titles, but maybe even a little higher, because in this day and age, Steve, as you know, where underclassmen do not stick around until their senior years, for these kids to have come back after they all won last year, 3 of them would have been certain first-round draft picks if they had gone to the NBA last year, and win that second straight title is, if not a unique accomplishment, certainly a very unusual one.
How many of them are going to be back next year?
Probably none. Billy Donovan, the coach, made the comment last night that if this was 20 years ago, all 4 of the juniors who start would be coming back for their senior year, and they'd be talking three-peat. But he knows realistically that probably at least 3 of them, if not all of them, will be going into the NBA draft because they've won their back-to-back titles, and now it's time for them all to become millionaires. That's the way the game works.
Did Ohio State impress you?
Very much so. Greg Oden came of age last night. He was the great prodigy. He's supposed to be the next great center, and you could see why last night in the way he played the game at both ends of the floor. Mike Conley Jr., their other freshman star, the point guard, is a wonderful player. And as good as Florida was, Ohio State wouldn't go away. They hung in and hung in and hung in the end, Florida was just a little bit too good for them.
And let me ask if they are going to have their best players back next year.
Sadly, I doubt it. Greg Oden will probably turn pro. He will be the first pick in the NBA draft if he does so. He knows that. It will be hard to turn that down. I would think his buddy, his high school teammate Conley, will also seriously consider coming out. So there were 6 great players on the floor last night, Steve. All of them underclassmen, who once upon a time we'd say, oh, won't it be great to watch them next year? And probably we'll all be watching them next year in the NBA.
Will we be watching Florida coach Billy Donovan on the sideline at Florida next year?
That's the $4 million question, because that's about the amount of money that the University of Kentucky will probably offer him this week to succeed Tubby Smith as the coach. Billy Donovan coached there under Rick Pitino. I think it will be tempting. I think, though, that he's level-headed enough to know not to run away from happiness, which is what he's got at Florida right now. The NBA may come calling, and that would be a different kind of challenge, but I do not think Billy Donovan will go to Kentucky. I hope he won't. He's built something fabulous at Florida.
John, good talking with you again.
Thanks, Steve. Talk to you soon.
Comments from John Feinstein. His book, Last Dance, Behind the Scenes at the Final Four, is now out in paperback.